This is Rock and Roll English. Real people, real English. Here's your host, Martin Johnston.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Rock and Roll English, episode number 229, baby. Oh, yeah. In today's episode, I speak to Clarification Charlie. Remember her? She is back. And we speak about being organized, or maybe not being organized. For example, I am recording the intro to this podcast on Sunday night at 10 p.m. whilst everyone is sleeping, which is why I'm not talking so loud. You might notice me doing that in the podcast as well, because I had to record the podcast with Clarification Charlie again late at night when kids are sleeping. So yes, here is our conversation about being organized, or maybe not being organized. I hope you enjoy it. I will talk to you again at the end. Happy listening. Clarification Charlie, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Martin. How are you?
Always fantastic, always fantastic. Even more fantastic, you are now here, back by popular demand. I have had a few listeners saying, where the hell is Clarification Charlie? And do you know what I respond to that? I say, she's got kids.
She has two kids, full-time yeah, job.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not a thought for herself.
In fact, this is actually a bit of a problem now that all like people involved in the podcast, friends, they're being really selfish and keep having kids.
Even
Boom Boom's got one on the way now. So, they're all just so selfish, aren't they, having these kids?
And yeah, they
leaving me in the lurch for no one to make podcasts with.
What a beautiful baby Boom Boom will have as well.
Got no doubt about that. But we have just spent probably the last hour moaning about our kids. So in fact, normally when you're on the podcast, I see it's a good opportunity to talk about kids. But I thought, you know what? You're better than that, Clarification Charlie. You've got more to offer. You're not just a mum. You've got more to offer, haven't you?
Thank you. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Exactly. So we're going to try and not talk about kids today. Okay. I'm sure we probably will, but we'll try not to. But anyway, it's been a long time. Do you remember how we start the show?
With a review.
Yes. Do you think we have a review?
I want to say yes.
Well, I would say yes, but with an asterisk next to it. Okay. So asterisk, like the little star thing, which means like, yes, but... because we have been really, really thin on the ground for reviews recently.
Come on, people.
Exactly. So we are kind of bending the rules here. So this is a podcast review. Someone left me on LinkedIn. Normally we only do them from like iTunes and Facebook, but LinkedIn is still a review, still there on the internet, because this is the thing. Some people send me an email and say like, use this as a review. But I always say, but only I can see it. It needs to be on the internet so that people can see it. I think I mentioned this last week, actually, about how it's like when you're a teenager, if you tell someone you had sex with a girl, like you need evidence of that. You need to like people to see you going home with her. You can't just tell people, okay?
Yep, for sure.
So that's it, okay? So there is evidence on the internet, okay? And it's from Nadia. And it says, this is a message for all non-native English speakers who sometimes struggle to understand natives. I feel you. We've all been there. It's not a great feeling. I know only one way to improve it. You need to listen a lot. The great thing about it is that when it can be enjoyable and you can just listen to things you like. Years ago, I discovered Rock and Roll English, where Martin Johnston talks to his friends about everyday life topics. Martin and his friends are funny and real people. Listening to them feels like you are listening to your friends. It doesn't feel like education at all, but it works. In a nutshell, I would recommend Rock and Roll English to everybody who wants to improve their British English listening skills. Oh, what a review that is, hey?
Thank you, Nadia. That is amazing. Exactly. Absolutely amazing.
It is on the internet for people that want to check it. It's not just me reading. Like, I didn't write that myself. It's on the internet. People can read it. So, yes.
You need to be like 2007 and make that your Facebook status or something, don't you?
Yeah, you have to do it in third person as well. Because what was it? It would say like Martin Johnston is, and then you would have to say like Martin Johnston is feeling tired or something like that. Talking about yourself in third person. Very strange.
I remember that. Relationship status. It's always complicated, isn't it? It's complicated.
That is the most crazy thing in the world, isn't it? I always remember someone I know, obviously not someone you talk to, someone you went to school with, had their relationship status and was constantly changing it to like, it's complicated in a relationship. So honestly, it was like, we've had an argument, I better tell everyone and just change my relationship status to it's complicated. Okay, thank you.
And poke people. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And then I remember someone was like, can we just stop all this poking and just have sex?
Wow.
No.
Wow, I didn't. That's very sort of direct, isn't it? Yeah.
There are people out there.
I actually remember because sort of having a Facebook tutorial with a friend of ours at university. And I said to him, what is this poke? If you poke someone, what does that mean? And he said to me, it means you want to have sex with them.
Yeah, so basically.
Who knew? Hey, I was like, oh, wow, bloody hell.
Hello.
Yeah, I didn't receive any pokes ever, but sure. I'm sure you were inundated with pokes, clarification, Charlie. I certainly wasn't. But still, it's not too late if anyone wants to poke me. Okay?
Quite. Is it still a function? I hope so. I'm going to poke you tonight.
I'm not 100% sure, actually. We need to start this podcast at some point. We haven't even moved to the topic yet. So the topic, okay, the topic always sort of connected to something happened in my life. In fact, only this morning, clarification, Charlie gave me the absolute confirmation, yes, we're on for tonight. And at that point, I just sort of run out of the door and I thought, God, how I'm just not organized at all. So I thought we could do a podcast about being organized, okay? And like to see if we're organized, just having a chat about being organized, okay?
Sure.
This morning, actually, I had to take the train at 8:29, kind of lost track of time. Yeah. Realized I was still in the shower at 8:16. So then I had 13 minutes to have breakfast, brush my teeth, get dressed, cycle to the station and get on the train, which I managed to do. I actually bought my train ticket on my phone while cycling. Nearly killed about 10 people on the way. And when I got on the train, it's like sitting next to someone just like wearing a shirt and tie, going to his sort of finance job in London, sort of mid-50s. And then I got on and was like going, I could not breathe and was like fucking dripping with sweat.
You're the people they move to avoid. Yeah. Like, oh, who's this weirdo?
I think like everyone basically was looking at me like fucking, you know, like, yeah, someone gets on the train and everyone's thinking, oh, God. I think that was the situation with me.
Brilliant.
So I've got some conversation questions here about being organized. Okay. Oh, so no. the first one, from memory, clarification, Charlie, very much similar to me, but we'll see about this. So one about a schedule. Okay. Oh, so God. do you have a schedule? Like, do you like plan things or like a schedule for every day?
Absolutely not. No, I've only just learned to put things in my calendar on my phone, like only in the last month.
So the thing is about that. So I have been doing that for like work related things, especially when I was just doing Rock and Roll English, like lessons and stuff. But for like social things, do you put social things in your calendar, your Google calendar? Do you do that?
Yeah, I have it on my iPhone.
Right,
As proven in some things that have happened in the last couple of weeks, I forget to check. And so sometimes I forget I'm supposed to be somewhere. I do the good thing if I put it in the calendar.
Right.
But unless you look at the calendar, you don't know, do you? So I've done that a few times as well.
Oh, brilliant. What I would suggest there is get notifications on your phone. So I get a notification 30 minutes before the event to say, for example, in 30 minutes, this is happening. But what I do is I forget to put it in the calendar. So for example, on Monday, for example, I got a message from a student saying, I thought we had a lesson that was starting 10 minutes ago. And I was like, oh shit. And said to like Mrs. R&R, like, oh, can you go and pick up the children? Because I kind of forgot I've got a lesson. So that's what I do. I just forget to put it in the calendar sometimes. But and also social things. I don't know. I just think, what a sad life if we need to like schedule social things in a calendar. So I don't like to do that. And I tell you what, one thing I have noticed.
You don't get invited to anything?
Also true. Also very true. You know what? As well, I actually don't like being invited to things because that means I've got to go out with my family and that will be a nightmare. So I prefer to not be invited to things. So if anyone's thinking of inviting me, just don't.
Don't do it.
And we mentioned this, I can't remember when on a podcast, but if I've got plans and the other person has to cancel, that's the best thing in the world.
I think. I love that. Oh, I don't have to go out. Bloody brilliant.
Exactly. So, that happens to me a lot. But yeah, something I've noticed in the UK, I'm not sure if this is a thing since COVID, but you have to fucking book everything. So, for example, we wanted to go swimming the other day. Okay. Mm. I say we. Obviously, just to get the kids doing something. Sure. And then, so we went there and they were like, what are you doing? You need to book. So I need to book a fucking swimming session. You can't. So when I was a kid, you just go swimming. It was just open all day and you just turn up and you go. But now you have to book a session.
Yeah. I know, you have to book everything. If for us down here, you have to book the soft play. So I think it's like certain hours, you book a session and then you turn up at that time. But
Yeah, that's the worst thing. Yeah, said we weren't going to talk about kids, but having a time to be somewhere with kids is the worst thing in the world. So that's why I don't like the booking, because that's pressure. That immediately is pressure for me. So I don't like that. I like to just go when you want. But that is not how
when
the
you
world
want.
Works.
When you want, or when you're able to.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And the other thing is you might book the session and then, you know, the kids have a meltdown, you don't even go. So you've paid for it and you don't even go. So, moving on anyway. So here's an organization question. Do you often lose things like keys or like purse, phone?
I think I keep find my iPhone in business. Like it is a running joke in the Clarification Charlie household about how much I lose my phone and the keys. And then my husband's always like, oh, there's no, Mr. Clarification Charlie's like, there's no house keys. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do about it? And he's like, you were the last one with the last three sets. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know where they are. They're in my coat or in my bag or somewhere. So he then has to spend the entire time going around searching for said items.
I totally feel you with that. Keys is my worst one. Phone, I feel I take most places with, which probably isn't a good thing. So I take it everywhere. And I feel like if I don't know where my phone is for like a minute, I kind of think like, what's going on? So it's very rare I lose the phone, but the keys, my God. So again, the other day, getting ready to go out, like, the kids are now ready, that, you know, finally you're about to walk out the door and then it's like, where are my keys? Because the bike, I've locked the bike outside, I need the keys to unlock the bike. And it's like, oh shit, I don't know where the keys are.
No idea. Honestly, it's a nightmare.
I'm gonna have to spend ages. But the other thing I get is, what happened to me that day, which made me feel a little bit better, was they were in my daughter's kitchen in her little oven. So she'd obviously put them in there.
Brilliant.
It was like baking my keys, obviously.
Of course.
So that's an added difficulty when you've got kids actually hiding them. But that also does work where because Mrs. R&R will often get angry with me of like, how have you lost your keys again? And I'll say, well, it must have been the kids. I also find that good as well for farts. So if you do a fart, like whilst before without kids, it's like you just farted. Whilst now it's just like, nah, it wasn't me. It was one of the kids. So you can always use that one.
Or the dog. That's where you got to get a dog.
Oh, God. I forget that. So you've got two kids and a dog.
I know.
But I must admit, when I talk to you, it's your voice. Like, I notice something in your voice. It seems like you love the dog more than the kids.
It's because he's easier. That's why. So much easier. He's really old. He's really slow. It's fine. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. So when the kids are old and slow, it will be great.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Yeah. But no, I lose things all the time. It's ridiculous. But I put it down to, one, with my phone, I don't have pockets on a lot of my items of clothing. So I can't put it in a pocket. Mm. So it's in my hand. Plus, I'm always doing about 10 different things at once whilst responding to various requests, whilst also thinking mentally about everything I have to do. And so I don't even like think or consider what I'm doing, and I put stuff down and then it's gone. Mm-hmm. So
I'm the same. So moving on. So are you always on time?
No. I try. I really do try. And actually, I used to be really good, but Mr. Clarification Charlie is not. He's quite laid back. Mm. And for him, time's just a number. Oh, you know, work-wise, I am. But when it comes to social things, we are delayed.
Yeah. See, yeah, it's similar to me again. So sort of if it's just me going there, for example, this morning I had to get that train at 8:29, and there's just something inside of me which does not let me be late. Like I will move at the speed of light to be there on time. Just something happens. I've got some kind of superpower of like, so I will be there on time. Like I may get there like as in like I'm about to have a heart attack like this morning, but I will be there on time. But yeah, if I'm going out with the family, and I think like you, my partner Mrs. R&R isn't the best. She likes to think that she is, and there is nothing more annoying in the world for me of like you have to be somewhere and the other person isn't in a rush. Like I think that we need to be here at 1 o'clock. Yeah. Like, so you need to be kind of like jumping out the window now. Yeah. That's what I would do to be here. And then if I see someone just casually walking down the stairs, my God, I can't handle it.
Mr. Clarification Charlie has an issue with like turning up to anywhere like a little bit early as well. So he like, what would be the point in being somewhere 5 minutes early? Because he's like, well, that could be 5 minutes more at home. And his other turn of phrase is, if you only leave it to the last minute, it only takes the last minute. So
I mean, I can see some truth in that, I suppose. It's kind of like actually one of the questions, like, so when you were in school or when we were at university, like when would you like, you know, you've got to do something for Friday, you've got to hand something in on Friday at 3 o'clock, when would you finish that?
See, I would sometimes finish it a bit earlier, but I wouldn't trust that it's finished. And so this is where I've become unstuck in many things, whether it's an essay or whether it's packing. I'll be like, oh, I'll start packing like a couple of days before, but I might forget what I've packed, or in an essay, like what I've written. And then I'm like, well, I've kind of forgotten. So then I start like undoing things or like redoing things. And I suppose by Mr. Clarification Charlie's response, if I'd only left it to the last minute, it would have only taken 10 minutes. But instead it's taken me several days and a lot of confusion. So
see that's where I can see the logic, because that's what I do. So if I have to do that essay Friday at 3 o'clock, I will start that at like Friday at 2 o'clock, and I will write nonstop, and I'll finish that at 2:59, and I will send it. But it will be there on time. So in fact, with my like master's degree that I'm doing, I've literally had an essay every week to hand in for the last 6 months. And the reason I'm using that time is because that's been the deadline every week. And every week, like, so 3 o'clock is the deadline, and probably the earliest I've handed that in is like 2:30. Like, but every week it has been on time. Probably not done to the highest standard, to the best of my abilities. I would say I definitely cut corners there. So cut corners obviously mean you do it, you're doing it to kind of like not to the best quality, taking any shortcut you can, but it's done.
Yes.
And no one can say otherwise. But okay, here's one. Do you use any apps or any, do you have any like organization things, like productivity things?
No.
Do you not?
Like me and technology, as I think you are aware of, are we don't have the best relationship. And so myself and apps just aren't really well used. Like I said, I've only just started to use the calendar on my phone.
And you've just told me
about notifications. Like, I'm looking this up after this podcast, by the way. I'm getting Mr. Clarification Charlie to show me, because that must be how he knows all the time. Because he's always like, "Oh, you and the kids have the dentist today," and I'm like, "How do you know?" So he's obviously looked on his calendar got a notification.
So you can. Sounds mental, but you can look at your calendar before. Okay, so we are going to stop the conversation there. If you want to listen to the rest of the conversation and the family chit chat pod, remember the family chit chat pod is the one where we talk about things not safe for the public domain. Lots of really nice stories there now for, yeah, I won't go into detail, but believe me, there are lots of really nice stories there. So yes, if you would like to listen to the full episode, the Rock and Roll English Family Chit Chat episode, and also 1,000 extra episodes, go to rockandrollenglish.com, click become a member, and then you will find all the information you need there. So let's have a look at the vocabulary from today's pod. When I said at the beginning of the podcast, my friends are so selfish because they keep having children, clarification, Charlie said, yes, they blimmin' well are. This is a lovely term, they blimmin' well are. It's not a swear word, obviously, this blimming. It's just a lovely term to say, yes, they really, really are. Lovely, lovely vocabulary. And then I said, yes, they're leaving me in the lurch by having kids. So if you leave someone in the lurch, you stop helping them. So my friends were always helping me, making these podcasts. Now they've all got kids. They don't want to help me anymore. That's life, isn't it? I mentioned how we have been very thin. We had been very thin on the ground for reviews until today. So if you are thin on the ground, that means you don't have a lot of that thing. I also said to clarification, Charlie, I'm sure you were inundated with pokes. So inundated means you had lots of them. So many, you didn't know what to do with all of these pokes on Facebook. I mentioned my kids having a meltdown. So kids having a meltdown, especially a toddler, when like you try to make dinner and they say, no, I want the blue plate. You give them the blue one. No, I want the red one. And that's basically a meltdown, and when everything is just a disaster. Clarification, Charlie said, her losing her phone is a running joke. So a running joke is a joke you make continuously because the thing keeps happening. She also then said, then when I'm searching for said item. So that's a lovely way to say, to avoid using my phone again. So she said, when I'm searching for said item, the thing we are talking about. She also said, I put it down to the fact that I don't have pockets. So if you put it down to the fact, it means it's because of this. It's because I don't have pockets, I think. Anyway, she mentioned how Mr. Clarification Charlie is very laid back, very relaxed. And his turn of phrase is, if you only leave it to the last minute, it only takes a minute. So this turn of phrase is something that someone says that kind of makes them stand out from everyone else. Because, for example, that's not a common thing to say, but in my opinion, a very intelligent thing to say. And I mentioned how if you need to hand something in by 3 p.m., like a essay, something for school or university, so to hand something in, that's what you do when you know, they say you must finish this before this time. You have to hand it in before then. I mentioned how I definitely cut corners when I'm writing an essay because I leave it to the last minute. So then I think I don't do it to my maximum capabilities, let's say. I cut corners, I take shortcuts and do it in the quickest way possible in the end. So that's it for the vocabulary. You can find a list of this written on the website rockandrollenglish.com. Click podcasts and you'll find it all there. Thanks a lot for listening. I will see you very soon. But in the meantime, just keep on rocking, baby.
Thanks so much for listening to Rock and Roll English. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit rockandrollenglish.com and facebook.com/rockandrollenglish. We'll catch you next time.